to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program, and what a program we have for you today. Tons of incredible videos, mind-blowing stories from over the weekend, truly incredible stuff. And, of course, your phone calls. It'll be open line Monday today. Usually we do a question of the day, but we'll just leave the lines open, say whatever you want to call in, give us a call. We'll give out that number a little bit later. But first I want to go to this compilation by Darren McBreen, A Pandemic of the Unvaccinated. It's what we've been hearing over and over and over again in recent days, ever since the signal went out to the NPCs and their robot antennas received the message and started spouting it like the parrots they are. Here's the headline from CNN. What changes the unvaccinated minds? Fear. Yeah, we'll get to that later. Here's a little bit of that fear propaganda in real time. Here it is.
Unvaccinated. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
A pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is an epidemic that's occurring in the unvaccinated.
We're seeing a pandemic among the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We have a pandemic among the non-vaccinated. We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated.
We could have had this under control. We were well on our way. And the only people that you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, are the unvaccinated.
We've got to shun folks. We've got to shun people into getting vaccinated.
We need to shun those that refuse to get vaccinated.
The unvaccinated people have put us in the position that we're in now, and it is not a good place.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people.
Just 36% of the people in this county are vaccinated. Every seat is full. No social distancing or masks.
It's stupid. Dangerous and stupid.
You got to start telling people, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this office or this place of business. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come to work. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this gym. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this, get onto this airplane.
If you don't choose to get vaccinated, you may not come to work. You may not have access to a situation where you're going to put my grandchildren in jeopardy, where you might kill them.
We're going to do a major vaccination drive for kids 12 years old and up.
Grandparents, call your grandkids, tell them they get vaccinated.
Put them on a bus and bring them to a mass vaccination site.
It has nothing to do with freedom. It has nothing to do with liberty. You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
You really need to get vaccinated.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion. Take the vaccine.
Put some rules in place that will demand that people get vaccinated.
We tried voluntary. The voluntary phase is over. It's time for mandates, because it's the only way to protect our people.
Every day, more businesses are implementing their own vaccine mandates. The Justice Department has made it clear that it is legal to require COVID-19 vaccines.
And then I think a lot of people are going to expect that businesses will be mandating vaccines.
It's time for us to reinstate some of these masking mandates, while in the meantime, ideally aiming for proof of vaccination so that we can really boost our vaccination numbers.
It's time to impose some requirements based on the realities of different risks unvaccinated individuals pose versus those who have been vaccinated.
You have to have certain rules in a society if we all are going to continue to live and keep each other alive. You cannot be that selfish and, quite frankly, that ignorant.
You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? To be vaccinated, meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell.
and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You can find us on Infowars.com and band.video. Today's Daily Dispatch, a little bit of a hodgepodge here. No particular order that I'll be going in because, well, the news this weekend was really insane on a bunch of different fronts. So let's just get into it, shall we? Here it is, as always, your Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks. Your Daily Dispatch for Monday, August 9th, 2021. From CNN.com, a headline to keep in mind for the rest of the stories that we cover today. What changes the unvaccinated minds? Fear. Fear will change their mind. Fear will bend them to our will. Fear will keep them under control. Fear must be inoculated into their conception of reality. Truly incredible. One answer seems clear in the polling in the real world, they say. Fear. Fear of getting the virus and fear of losing freedoms looks like it motivates people to get vaccinated. Yeah, fear of not getting shot in the head convinces people who are being robbed to give money over. Fear, not surprisingly, they say, is a powerful emotion. For those who don't fear the virus, fear of losing their jobs may be the answer to getting them vaccinated. So there you go. Just mask off, full supervillain mode. CNN is in the game now. They say fear of missing out on extracurricular activities seemed to work to get people to take the vaccine in France. Of course, there will always be people who won't get vaccinated no matter what. About half of America's unvaccinated adult population say they'll never get the vaccine. The key is to convince the other half who aren't vaccinated yet to get it. Fear does seem to be working with them. Yeah, it does seem to be working. The more we manufacture fear, the more we, you know, blackmail and extort, the more they bend to our will. Isn't that convenient the way that works? Just mind-blowing that they're just coming out and saying it now. What changes the unvaccinated minds? Fear. Fear will bring them, will force them to submit. Absolutely mind-blowing stuff. Hey, speaking of fear being used to carry out your unpopular political agenda, major climate changes, inevitable and irreversible, IPCC's starkest warning yet. That's good news, folks. Inevitable and irreversible, no need to change a thing. That's right. If it's inevitable, well, then you can't prevent it. If it's irreversible, then nothing we do can turn back the clock. So there you go. I guess we can just keep burning fossil fuels now. They say human activity is changing the Earth's climate in unprecedented ways in thousands or hundreds of thousands of years. With some of the changes now inevitable and irreversible, climate scientists have warned. The comprehensive assessment of climate science published on Monday, the sixth such report from the IPCC since 1988, has been 8 years in the making, marshaling the work of hundreds of experts and peer-reviewed studies. It represents the world's full knowledge to date of the cause of rapid changes to the climate, including sea level rises, melting polar ice caps, glaciers, heat waves, floods, and droughts. They found that human activity was unequivocally the cause of all of these things. Human activity, unequivocally the cause of fire and ice, right? Hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, yes, that's climate change. Droughts, also climate change. Forest fires caused by arson, actually caused by climate change. Really incredible. World leaders say the stark findings must force new policy measures as a matter of urgency. Fear, fear, are you scared yet? Fear, will fear make you submit? to shift the global economy to low carbon footing. Governments from 197 countries will meet this November in Glasgow for the vital UN climate talks called COP6. The UN Secretary General warned this report is code red for humanity. The alarm bells are deafening and the evidence is irrefutable. Greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuel burning and deforestation are choking our planet and putting billions of people at immediate risk. Ironically, billions of people are also the ones who need carbon to survive. So, interesting little conundrum that we have here. Is it the people you're trying to save or the earth? Because, well, frankly, looks like one is destroying the other. And they're on the side of not humanity, quite frankly. We'll get more into that a little bit later in the program. Here on the domestic side, senators push infrastructure bill a step closer to passage. Senators hoisted the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package over another hurdle late Sunday, a coalition of Democrats and Republicans pushing it closer to passage, despite a few holdouts trying to derail one of President Joe Biden's top priorities, destroying the United States, trying to derail his priorities of tearing us down from the very beginning. Now, we'll look into this infrastructure bill a little bit later. Pretty much all you need to know is what Donald Trump's statement on this was, and we'll read that later in the program, where he essentially says, hey, when I put up an infrastructure bill, it was actually an infrastructure bill, and the Republicans did nothing to help me pass it and didn't contribute at all, and the Democrats, of course, stonewalled it continuously, and it got nowhere because, again, it's not about getting the American people the infrastructure that they need. It's about winning political points and satisfying your lobbyist. And again, we'll get into that a little bit later. We'll get into what is actually in this infrastructure bill, including requisites for martial law, a heck of a lot of pork. And we'll see over nearly half a billion dollars was spent in lobbying for this infrastructure bill. And of course, what we know is that these lobbying funds, they're an investment and they expect a return. We'll also talk about the way that it incentivizes blue states to bring more immigrants, actually basing funding on the number of foreigners that they settle in their communities. Because, you know, that's the government's job, is to bribe the people with the money that they stole from them to replacing their own population with foreigners. Because the world is insane and we're just documenting it. This weekend ended the Tokyo Olympics, and once again, America is the best at everything. United States barely edges out China for most gold medals at Tokyo Olympics. That's right. One third of the population, 1/100 of the societal control, taking children out of elementary school to drill them incessantly to make them nothing but the best athletes they could possibly can, doesn't hold a candle to, well, basic human freedom and the will of individuals to compete for their own glory. After 17 days of competition at the Tokyo Olympics, the United States finished with the most medals won overall and the most gold medals, with its 39 golds, just barely beating out China, which won 38. Oh, poor China. Oh, man. Oh, that must suck, coming in second. Gee, I wonder what that feels like. Hopefully we'll never have to know. Over in Britain, things are getting a little bit desperate. Army on standby to restock Britain's shelves amid truck driver shortage. The Army is on standby to restock Britain's shelves as military HGV drivers are prepped to deliver food and essentials to supermarkets amid the truck driver shortage. No formal request has yet been received by the Minister of Defense, but military drivers could be the first in line to help Britain's beleaguered supply lines as the pingdemic continues to hit logistic firms. That's when you get pinged for hanging out with somebody who apparently tested positive for COVID, meaning you then have to quarantine, meaning you can't work, meaning this entire supply shortage is in fact a fabrication created by the government itself. But don't worry, they have the solution. Bring in the army. Britain already has a shortage of 100,000 truck drivers. The situation has worsened with the NHS test and trace pingdemic. Just incredible stuff. Meanwhile, also in Europe, Catholic priest murdered in Western France, says Interior Minister. A Rwandan national suspected of causing a major fire that ravaged the cathedral in the French city of Nantes last year murdered a Catholic priest in Western France on Monday, the Interior Minister and a source close to the investigation said. A source close to the investigation, who asked not to be named, told the AFP that the suspect had earlier gone to police in the town of French name and declared he'd killed a priest. The slain priest, 60, had been welcoming the man into his church for several months, according to the source. The man was a Rwandan national named Emmanuel A. He's confessed to being behind the fire at the Gothic Nantes Cathedral that horrified France on July 18th, 2020. earlier Monday, French far-right leader Marine Le Pen, who accused the government of being weak on immigration, sought to capitalize on the incident, saying that in France, quote, you can be an illegal immigrant, set fire to a cathedral and not be expelled, and then reoffend by murdering a priest. Wow, she sought to capitalize on this event by just saying exactly what happened in the event. She's capitalizing on this and politicizing this event by pointing out that the exact political machinations that have brought this event about, she's been warning about for years. Yeah, that's right. She's capitalizing on this event by literally just saying what happened in this event. This is the way these people think. This is why you have laws in places like France and others in Europe that forbids you from writing down things like the race or nationality or origin of the person who committed the crime, like burning a Catholic church in France, burning a cathedral. In the crime record, you wouldn't be allowed to know that they were Rwandan and a immigrant because of this program, because then you might be against the program.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Turbo Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there, and you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Do we have some ridiculous stories still yet to cover in just the Daily Dispatch alone, let alone what we'll get to later in the program, folks. Thanks for being with us. Let's continue with our Daily Dispatch here. Antifa assaults families and children at Christian prayer event in Portland Park. A large group of Antifa carrying shields and melee weapons attacked a group of evangelical Christians congregating for a prayer and worship event at the waterfront in downtown Portland, Oregon. Video recorded at the scene showed children and families running away as black-clad Antifa militants tore apart the sound system and assaulted attendees with pepper spray and projectiles. Here you're seeing some of the video on screen if you're a television viewer. We'll show you those videos in full a little bit later, including accounts on the scene of people telling exactly what had just happened to them. The event was announced last month by a Christian ministry featuring firebrand Canadian preacher and guest on American Journal, Arthur Pawlowski. The Calgary pastor gained notoriety earlier this year for speaking out against lockdown measures that targeted places of worship. In response to the announcement of the worship event, Portland Antifa groups and activists on Twitter organized a direct action. See, Antifa will always tell you they only respond. They don't hold protests. They hold counter protests. When you have right wing fascist movers going to advocate for hatred of minorities, it's all nonsense. This is a prayer group saying, hey, we're going to go down by the river and pray. And Antifa shows up in force and violently attacks them, including throwing flashbangs into a group of kids. That, according to a female attendee who, again, we'll show you the video a little bit later. Quote, where is your God now? An Antifa member can be heard saying in the video. After pulling apart the sound system, the Antifa tossed the equipment into the Willamette River. They also then stole the Christian attendees' food and water. Where's our God now? Patiently waiting for you, sir. Patiently waiting. Really incredible stuff. Incredible stoicism from the Christian attendants who raised their hands saying, hands up, don't persecute. Really, actually very clever stuff. But we'll show you what happened after this event. Because if Antifa thought they were going to shut down a prayer event, what the reaction was the very next day, it was really the opposite of what they wanted. A massive crowd gathering in that same spot, showing solidarity and friendship for the Christians. Also had solidarity marches in Seattle that were attended by thousands. Really incredible stuff. So we'll tell you that whole saga a little bit later. A similar saga occurred at the Star Wars store, where the owner had exchanged some heated words about transgenderism. What was originally planned as a protest against a local business owner over a sign in his shop deemed to be transphobic turned into a large show of support for the latest chapter of the Star Wars shop saga. Dozens of supporters arrived at Sucher and Sons Star Wars shop on Wishka Avenue in Aberdeen on Saturday in what was originally scheduled to be a protest by pro-LGBTQ demonstrators in a after a controversial video went viral earlier this week. Again, we'll show you an extended interview with that gentleman later in the program. He had words with a transgender person that came in to bother and, frighten him. He stood up against them, told them that he will not bend his basic understanding of nature and reality to, benefit the feelings of psychopaths. And so Antifa decided to do direct action against him. Again, not to actually protest any actual political event going on, any imposition of fascism by any degree, right? Also not to convince anybody, not to, do anything positive or beneficial whatsoever. It's about forcing people into submission. It's about trying to surround somebody's store so customers can't get in, so you financially bankrupt them and make it impossible to hold views that are contrary to these black-clad mobs of communist agitators. It's pretty simple what's going on, and this guy is a total freaking hero for standing up against it. Again, we'll show you the video of his extended interview a little bit later in the program. Safety concerns raised over Impossible Burger GMO fake meat ingredient. What? What? You don't say. Soy ledge hemoglobin does not have a history of safe use in food. Impossible Foods, the U.S.-based fake meat maker that uses genetically engineered ingredients, has already managed to steer its fake meat Impossible Burger products past regulators in several countries, most notably the U.S. and Canada, though not without challenge. Well, now they're trying to get it into Australia and New Zealand, but Friends of the Earth, Australia and Gene Ethics objection to the FSANZ approval submitted in 2020 is available. And the submission points out that SLH does not have a history of safe use in food. SLH is in its natural state, exists in the roots of soybeans, and thus has never been an integral part of the human diet. In addition, Impossible Foods SLH is derived from a strain of GMA Pichia pastoris yeast. Pichia pastoris does not have a history of safe use in food. Again, apparently meat, not good because it causes climate change, but GMO chemical stew patties are apparently more healthy. Really incredible stuff. Head of notorious Wuhan lab warns more COVID-19 mutations are coming. Xi Jingali told Chinese state media that the virus will continue to mutate because, you know, it's an RNA virus and that's what they do. We'll cover more of that story later in the program as well. Unfortunately, this weekend, Trevor Moore passed away. Trevor Moore was one of the founding members of Whitest Kids You Know, and frankly, kind of a hero of mine coming up when my friends and I made skits and saw the Whitest Kids You Know as having forged a path that we would have liked to follow. And he was really a super, super funny guy, and people are going through his Twitter now and pointing out all sorts of posts that he made that may have contributed to his demise, being things like conspiracy theories about Jeffrey Epstein and the royal family, sounding off of the about the bizarre drone surveillance technology that the government is using, basically being generally anti-government and pro-conspiracy theory in general. And ever since he passed away, there's actually video of him after having received the COVID vaccine where he's on video showing obvious and apparent tremors that are related to the COVID vaccine as a side effect. But I want to read this because it was from last October, I believe. Trevor Moore says, I turned 40 years old today in quarantine, so this is the only time you'll ever see a serious post from me. I'm so incredibly grateful for this experience of being alive. I got to do the only thing I thought was I was good at for a living. I'm still friends with each one of my friends from childhood, including Sam. I married the love of my life, who I met at the very young age of 23, and my best friend right now is my son, who is the kindest, most mischievous, and funniest person I've ever met. This has really been the best, and I can't thank all of you enough for letting me experience this. Love you all. From here on out, it's all a victory lap. So, RIP. Rest in peace. More information coming out about that. Apparently, he died from an undisclosed accident. We haven't actually heard what the accident was. Eight missing as massive Dixie Forest rages in Northern California, and they're saying this is actually becoming the biggest wildfire perhaps in history. At least eight people were missing Saturday as one of the worst wildfires in the nation scorched through Northern California communities, forests, and tender dry scrub in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, destroying a historic gold rush town. Again, the fire continues to rage, and they continue to blame climate change. Chinese nuclear attack subs stalking Britain's new aircraft carrier across the Pacific. It's a little bit concerning. We're going to get a lot into this later in the program. Iceland's experience with major COVID spike, despite having highly vaccinated population. Iceland and Israel basically fully vaccinated and still having massive outbreaks, showing the lie of the vaccine actually making you immune. We're also going to talk about Obama's epic birthday party and very important stuff here. University of Wisconsin-Madison removed a massive rock from campus after racism claims. That's right. It was a giant boulder and the boulder was racist, apparently. And so they got rid of the boulder. What? Yeah. Yeah.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. And 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
What do we cover? Where do we go here, folks? I need your help, quite honestly. Because I'm just reading this story about the University of Wisconsin-Madison removing a rock because the rock is racist. It's, you know, we've got vaccine mandates incoming. We've got August 11th rapidly approaching with a number of developments going on that we'll cover. We have clearly the vaccines don't work as Iceland and Israel and even a totally 100% vaccinated cruise are experiencing outbreaks. So you're on a boat. isolated in the ocean where every single person is vaccinated, and yet there's an outbreak. But it's the unvaccinated people's fault, right? Of course it is. So a lot of really important stuff to cover. But I have to say, this might be the most informative story that we have. It's just how insane our entire culture truly is. The University of Madison of Wisconsin, Madison, removes massive rock from campus after racism claims. I mean, it's just... The University of Wisconsin removed a controversial boulder from its Madison campus Friday after the Black Student Union and other activists objected to its description nearly 100 years ago with a racial slur. Somebody described the rock and used a racial slur to describe the rock, which I don't even understand. And it's like they won't, you know, they're so scared of even printing the word that they can't actually print what it is that it was called. So they're just like, trust us. 100 years ago, some guy described this rock and he used a word that we don't like anymore. So we have to remove the rock now. What? Chamberlain Rock, which rests atop Observatory Hill, is named after 19th century geologist and former university president Thomas Crowder Chamberlain, whose work centered on glacial deposits, according to a bio on the university's website. But it was a reporter's reference to the rock in a nearly century-old Wisconsin State Journal article that prompted the push for its removal. Crews worked to remove Chamberlain Rock from Observatory Hill on Friday. In October 1925, the university had the boulder excavated and placed prominently on top of the hill to honor Chamberlain, who would die in Chicago 3 years later. The rock was a rare specimen, believed to be more than 2 billion years old, and before it was installed on Observatory Hill, only about a foot and a half was visible above ground, according to the article. It was believed to have been carried by glaciers from Canada to Wisconsin. So, appropriate memorial for somebody who dedicated his life to studying glaciers, really incredible. But unfortunately, in the 1920s, a slang term used to describe large, dark rocks included the N-word, and it appears in coverage of the rock's installation. University researchers did not uncover other instances in print where the rock was referred to with the word, but they said the Ku Klux Klan was active on campus at the time of the rock's dedication. Well, get rid of the rock then. It's a 2 billion year old stone. But apparently, since the Ku Klux Klan existed at the time that the rock was dug up, it must be destroyed because it's racist. I mean, it's hilarious, but it's also incredibly troubling that this stuff is not only not laughed out of existence, but actually has, like, it probably cost a couple thousand, I mean, $10,000, maybe $100,000. You ever tried to pay somebody to move a big rock before? Like, you got to get the cranes, you got to get the safety crews, you got to have the specialists that actually are able to lift such a thing. So not only is this not just laughed out of the room on its face, like, can you possibly imagine this happening even like 4 years ago, 10 years ago, especially 20 years? I mean, some group of black activists comes in and is like, we think this rock is racist because at the time that the rock was dug up out of the ground, the Ku Klux Klan did exist. Everybody would just be like, what are you, is this a prank? Like, where are the cameras? What are you talking about? Go away. Go away now, please. Instead, it's just like, oh no. Oh no, the rock is racist. Dig it up. Dig it up. Smash it. Smash it into a million pieces quickly. We'll do anything. Please just don't call us racist. Please, for the love of God, we'll destroy the rock. We'll tear down our buildings. We'll destroy our statues. We'll tear up our literature. We'll stop grading math. We don't care what we have to do. Just please, for the love of God, stop calling us racist. It's just like, stop caring what these psychopaths say when they come and demand that the rock is racist and must be destroyed. Understand that they're idiots and you can ignore them. Maybe they'll get mad and protest the rock. Okay, let them. Who cares? It's a rock. Go away now, please. We have more important things to deal with. But no, apparently the rock is the number one issue in America right now. Like, this is what we have to deal with. Because apparently in the 1920s, the Ku Klux Klan did in fact exist. And so therefore, 2 billion year old rocks must be removed and exist. I mean, I see no difference between the two images that I'm seeing here. One is a boulder, and one is a bunch of Democrats dressed in white robes burning a cross. But I can't tell the difference because I'm a freaking moron that goes to the University of Wisconsin. Just incredible. They even look for it. University researchers did not uncover other instances. So there was one instance in print where one guy in 1925 uses the N-word to describe a rock. apparently. We don't know, because they won't provide us the quote, because apparently you just can't even, we can't handle it. We can't handle knowing the statement that is the reason they're removing the rock. Just trust us, it's bad, remove the rock. Okay, all right. You're all psychopaths with just deep-seated, artificially implemented mental illness, okay? That's what this is. Just mind-blowing. Juliana Bennett, a senior and campus representative of the Madison City Council, said removing the rock signaled a small step more towards a more inclusive school. I don't know. I mean, at the time that a lot of those buildings were built, did you know that racists existed? Maybe we should tear those buildings down. Maybe the university itself should just be destroyed. Maybe we should stop having schools at all. Maybe. I mean, after all, the people that created America may have been a little bit racist. Should we just tear the country down? I mean, hell, you're destroying a giant rock because the rock is racist. It's just, I mean, I don't know. I guess I can just keep ranting about this, but it's not going to make any more sense, right? There's nothing to actually argue here. There's no point being made. Like, these freaking weirdos are going to wake up the next day and be like, oh, the rock is gone. Oh, I can finally breathe free. That rock, that big boulder that was oppressing me, that big boulder that was reminding me of white supremacy every time I walked by it. Now I'm free again, free at last. The chains are off my wrists, right? The boulder has been defeated. Can we get the Indiana Jones clip? Could you get the Indiana Jones clip so we can really picture what it's like for black people in America today? You know, how they really feel every day having to wake up with a racist rock living, you know, in their university. I mean, it must feel like Indiana Jones running from that boulder as it tries to crush them. That's what they dream every night. And so to satisfy their bizarre, psychopathic, inhuman, blatant fallacies of ridiculousness, like, we just have to do everything they demand without question. They say this moment is about the students, past and present, that relentlessly advocated for the removal of this racist monument. Here he is. There's a black person in America. Oh, no. There comes the boulder. The racist boulder. Oh, he's going to lynch you. Watch out. Watch out. He's got a tiny hood on that fell off when it started rolling. You can't see it here, but that is a racist member of the KKK, that big rock. And there's Indiana Jones just desperately trying to vote. He's just trying to reach equality. He's just trying to exist, and they're the white supremacist aiming AR-15s at him. I'm pretty sure that's what those are. Those are AR-15s, very scary guns aimed at the poor, innocent black activists that just barely made it out alive from that rock attack. Wow, incredible. I understand now how dangerous this truly is. They say now is a moment for all of us BIPOC students to breathe a sigh of relief, to be proud of our endurance, and to begin healing. Proud of our endurance. Wow, you barely made it. Oh, you barely survived. Whew. Breathe easy now, folks. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. Wait a second. Wait, birds are racist. We learned this earlier, too. Oh, my God. Kill the birds. Kill the birds. Burn the trees. Tear the buildings down. Get rid of the rock. But no, it's a victory. It's a victory. You can all rest easy now, knowing that you've really taken a great step towards social equality. The rock menace has been defeated. You're free now. Go live and be free. Equality is here. The rock is defeated.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye, also described as the seat of the soul. The pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex. Or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists and realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
American Journal. Just laughing at liberal insanity here today. Well, you know, this whole hour will be kind of an uplifting hour. We're going to show you some videos of some pretty amazing things that went down this weekend in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest here in America. I do want to remind you that if you want to support this show, if you like a little bit of humor injected into your, you know, civilization-rending madness, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the limited supply flash sale. Save 50% off some of our top products before they're gone. And frankly, I'm shocked that Turbo Force is still around. I'm shocked that Bodies is still in stock. We must have had quite a bit before the sale began because those things sell out rapidly. Even at full price, 50% off, it's hard to keep them in stock. So stock up now while you can. 50% off these top products before they're gone. Bodies, Turbo Force, Lung Cleanse, Vitamin C with Zinc, Vitamin D3 gummies, all of those are 50% off and in limited supply right now. And best of all, you support everything that we do here. This program, The Alex Jones Show, The War Room, all of it comes from InfoWarsStore.com. And you, the viewer, when you go there and make a purchase, improve your own life, improve your own health, get rid of some of the toxic ingredients in food and drink that we find all over America. Just be better. Just be healthier. And best of all, you support this program and this truly effective weapon against the globalist machine. Now, I do want to show some videos here. We'll start with some of the videos of the initial clash that happened in Portland. And we'll keep the audio down because, and again, it seems like an increasing problem here at InfoWars. More and more videos are unplayable because of the sheer level of profanity in them. Like, we're on the radio, so we can't, you know, we're not just on the internet, so we can't air curse words, and it seems like half of my videos today had to be censored. Okay, so this one's been censored. So which one is this? All right, so it's a compilation of the two. So Antifa assaulted families and children at a Christian prayer event in Portland Park. A large group of Antifa carrying shields and melee weapons attacked a group of evangelical Christians congregating for a prayer and worship event at the waterfront in downtown Portland, Oregon. Video recorded the scene show children and families running away as black-clad Antifa militants tore apart the sound system and assaulted attendees with pepper spray and projectiles. Oh, we're anti-fascist, bro. No, we just counter-protest the right-wing agitators that are really fascist, racist. It's like, well, here's a family event with children and elderly people getting together to pray to God in Christian fellowship, and then they attack that. Everything they say is a lie. These are ideological psychopaths that are attempting to destroy everything good in the world. Like, is it that hard to understand what's going on here? That when you have a bunch of families getting together to pray in a park and they're set upon by people in masks wearing all black, carrying shields and weapons, who just descend on them and start smashing their stuff apart, basically spitting on their God and attacking their children? Do we need to debate which side is the good side here, or are you a human? Can you figure this out for yourself? Here, let's watch one of these videos of this large group of Antifa attacking the Christian prayer event in Portland this weekend. Here it is. Here are some of the attendees sort of standing around looking at Antifa. There's about 12 people there. Their rocks are being thrown. Their rock gets thrown back. So, you know, actually here, like we literally have Antifa showing up and throwing rocks.
You don't feel like
throwing, throwing eggs.
Y'all are so backwards. Y'all are so backwards. Backwards. Brainwashed. No, you're not.
There's a group of Antifa.
Don't front. Don't
faceless,
front.
Masked.
We see you. We see you. We're not pretending like you.
Wearing all black.
Be real.
And watch this, watch this demonic energy come out as this guy starts to attack. Right now, it's just sort of a standoff. There's about 12 or, you know, 12 to 20 people there to pray, and about, you know, 20 to 30 Antifa showing up in all black. And here comes the demon. Here comes the demon and his demonic energy as he's literally just like vibrating in fury, just like jumping up and down like a chimp. As they yell and
we're good.
There you see an Antifa person come up, hurl something at the person filming.
Jesus, amen.
Antifa moving forward like a, you know, like, kind of like a mob of sheep, you know. They're all scared, standing back. There's just like a bunch of like middle-aged Christians just like hanging out, and they're all like terrified and like in a group as they like slowly move forward with their umbrella weapons, their umbrella shields. There mace a guy in the face who was just standing around. There they attack. Now they're tearing down speakers, smashing the equipment. Expensive equipment, a couple $1,000s worth of equipment being smashed to be thrown into the river shortly. So, I mean, this is what modern persecution looks like. The police were called. They didn't come. Not shown on video, but in recountings, apparently flashbangs thrown at groups of children. So let's go to clip number 15. Here's what happened after this Christian worship event was shut down. Antifa militants fought in the street with people who dispersed from the Christian worship event. So let's go to clip number 15 here. You see, again, people with shields, wearing all black, running around macing random women in the face in Portland as just chaos continues to ravage the entire Northwest. But here is let's go to the account of this happening. Looks like is this clip number 14? Let's go to clip number 14 now and play that.
Can you tell us what happened?
So we were about to have a worship event, and Antifa just rolled in like an angry mom, started throwing flash bombs at everybody, macing everybody, rotten eggs. Had everybody black paint, They threw a flash bomb into a group of kids that were out there, from like 4 months old to like 10. Yeah, they were ruthless.
Unbelievable.
And this is a pastor?
Yes, I'm a pastor also. Walked up to ask him to stop. Walked up to ask him to stop throwing things at the children, because there's kids down there. I mean, they're toddlers.
Yeah.
And they sprayed me too, obviously. So anyhow.
Oh, you must be a fascist then. That's what the media has told me. Well, if you get attacked by Antifa, that means you're a fascist. Means you're bad, and anything that they do to you is good, including attacking your children. The police just won't come. If you call them, they won't come. They would come if Christians were armed. They would come if the Christians fought back. But when it's Antifa, one-sided, they're the ones who are armed. They're the ones attacking the Christians who are just peacefully gathering and raising their hands up, saying, hands up, don't persecute. The police aren't going to come. No. They have full rain. They steal your food. They steal your stuff. They throw your stuff in the river. So what happens after that? Well, you saw it in the video previous. About 12 people were there to pray and got shut down by about 30 Antifa protesters. Well, as soon as this happened, a great thing occurred. Let's go to clip number 20 here as thousands of Christians marched through the streets of Seattle to bring hope to the city. Just think about the difference between what you're about to see here and every other protest march we've seen, with the exception of Trump protest marches. What do you see? You see young people, happy, clean, well put together, not masked up, not covering their faces, not carrying mace and umbrellas and sticks, but families of every race, color, Christian creed, standing together, marching together, overwhelming joy, literally skipping down the street hand in hand. This guy just yelling the word Jesus over and over. Like, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful outpouring of good spirit, goodwill, joy, love, appreciation of their fellow man. Just everything that the left is not, everything the left is against, coming together in joy and love and fellowship. And this is the correct response to what we just saw. It's not to cower in fear of Antifa, these scrabbling little moron minions of the global elite. You're not even to fight back against them. You just stand up. And here's the crowd the very next day. That's from Andy No. This is the crowd the next day after Antifa attempted to shut them down. Thousands of people gathering in that very same park. And we can go to this. Sean Feuch holding an event on the waterfront in downtown Portland the next evening. So 17, look at that. Remember those 12 people that were getting attacked by Antifa? A little bit more than 12 now, isn't it? Yeah, a bit more than 12. Let's go to clip number 12 here. More of Sean Feuch's event this evening. So there you go. Antifa attempts to shut down a prayer group praying at a park in Portland by violently assaulting them. The prayer group responds by raising their hands, being peaceful. Just like the early Christians when they were in a phase of persecution. Well, what happened to those early Christians? Well, they were the foundation of the true religion, the religion that has freed more people from bondage and slavery than any other force in human history. And it's time for a resurgence of that. So you can try to shut us down. We'll show up the next day in the force of thousands.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, 888-253-1399, that's InfoWars. Store.com.
Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWar.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You came down Welcome to back, this folks. Town last summer. This song is so good. To show the folks a brand new way of life. Literally describe exactly what's happening now.
Shown the folks around here is trouble. And you've only added misery to their strife. Your concern is not to help the people. And I'll say again, no, it's been often said. Your concern is just to bring discomfort, my friend. And your policy is just a little red.
Interesting, isn't it? Right. This is an anti-communist protest song from the 1960s that's just describing the way that the communists show up saying, we're here to help you. They destroy everything, provide help for nobody, add strife to the misery the people are already experiencing, and then demand that you thank them for the privilege. It's just, man, McCarthy was not enough, obviously. He did not know how right he truly was. We should have put a stop to all this. Back in the 50s and 60s, since then it's just spiraled out of control to where now they're literally just attacking Christian groups. I mean, if that had happened in the 60s and 50s, can you possibly imagine what would have gone down? But no, they hadn't shown their true colors yet. I want to go to some more videos here that should bring a smile to your face and inspire a bit of hope in this godforsaken world. In fact, I'm going to go to clip number 23 here because this woman is a total firebrand, incredibly awesome. I love what she's saying, man. And this is exactly what we need to be saying. This is exactly what people like these petty tyrants at this board of commission, wherever this is, need to hear. They need to be reminded once again that with all of their, you know, smug superiority, all of their preening narcissism, they are the absolute minority. And should really be behaving with a little bit more humility. Here she is.
I'm not even speaking to you guys anymore because you've all shown us that you're in somebody's pocket. You can smirk all you want,
ma'am.
And
you
can
please,
okay,
please.
Marilyn, your people are all corrupt. This is your this guy who just voted for these masks and now he won't wear them himself. So we all know you're in someone's pocket. You used to be my uncle's neighbor.
Ma'am, Miss Kinsley, if I could ask you to please speak.
Why don't we spend that $10 million trying to figure out where all these missing children go? How about that's more important than COVID, which had kids have a 99.995% surviving. Yeah, all the Democrats seem to be really in favor of it. They're not killing babies through Planned Parenthood. They're sticking a needle in their arm. We all, like, here's the thing, we're the 99% people. Stop listening to these people. This is for everyone watching. Stop listening to these people. There's nothing different. First of all, until they prove to me that we had a valid election, this is nothing more than a monarchy. This country has a 100% success rate on taking down monarchies. 100%. Then look what happened in France after we did it. We'll just get the whole ball rolling across the globe all over again. 100%. You guys know you're lying. You know you're wrong. And you can smirk and ignore us all you want. Play on your phones. It doesn't take away the fact. You know you're doing what's wrong. You know you're doing wrong. You know you're hurting kids. And you're letting children suffer. So everyone who's putting a mask on their child and putting a needle in their child's arm to prevent them from dying from something they have no chance of dying from in the first place, You're capitulating to tyrants. You're acquiescing to fascists. And this is going to win in my favor, you guys. 100% success rate on this side. Tyrants have 100% failure rate in this country, no matter what you little smirks had to do about it. We're the ones who put your brakes in your cars, who makes your meals, who gets your pharmacy. We're everywhere. I'm not the one who should be scared.
Hey, you know what CNN says? CNN says that fear can change minds. Maybe the people that are attempting to change our minds through implementing fear, through threats, through extortion, through blackmail, maybe they need to be a little bit more scared of us. You know, quote the founding fathers, when the government fears the people, that's liberty. When the people fear the government, that's tyranny. And tyranny doesn't do so well in the United States. Man, I hope you're as invigorated as that by that woman as I am, because my God, that is the exact type of energy that we need to hold these tyrants in check.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. The second hour has begun on this August 9th edition of American Journal. Thanks so much for being here with us today. Remember, you can always wake up to live show alerts by texting Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-637-1776. That's 833-637-1776. Wake Up USA, all one word. You know, we've gotten the word back from our social media team that a lot of you guys are signing up. We really appreciate it and hope that you appreciate as well staying in touch with us and hearing about the latest developments. Again, Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-637-1776. 1776. Now, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. So here's another phone number. This one you can call to join us here on American Journal. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call right now. Open line Monday. Talk about whatever you want. No question of the day today. The question of the day today is simply, what is on your mind? What would you like to talk about? What information do you think needs to be spread to the world? Now, we covered the Antifa assault on families and children at the prayer event in Portland Park. That was then, you know, that attack, the Antifa basically persecuting, literally just assaulting people for praying. It's, you know, simple as that. And so the response of the Christians was to be peaceful, to not resist, to not fight back. Just allow the world to see what Antifa is truly all about. And then to respond the next day with a massive, powerful crowd of protesters, or not even protesters, just people there to pray. Really incredible stuff. Well, a similar thing happened at this Star Wars shop in, I believe, Portland as well, although it may be in it's Aberdeen, Washington. What was originally planned as a protest against a local business owner over a sign in his shop deemed to be transphobic turned into a large show of support in the latest chapter of the Star Wars shop saga. Again, this is what we need. This is the energy that is required right now, because Antifa does this over and over and over again, especially in the Pacific Northwest. Do you remember earlier this year when Andy Ngo's book exposing Antifa was being sold at a Portland bookshop? So Antifa, who, you know, have no jobs, have no responsibilities, have no families, right? These are people who have separated themselves entirely from any natural form of congregation to base their entire identity, entire purpose and community and everything off of you know, a defunct economic position from the 20s. Like, it's just communist agitation. And so they don't have jobs. They are supported by the state. Remember, it's your tax dollars that go to pay the living expenses and to pay for the weapons that are then used on Christians for praying. This is a state-sponsored terrorist group in our country, just so you're aware of what we're talking about here. And if you try to expose what they do, they'll attack you. They attack anybody with a camera at their events, including Andy now. And if you try to write a book that really exposes not just what they're up to, but the roots of their movement and the bigger powers orchestrating this chaos for their own benefit, they will attack the bookstore selling your book, and they'll threaten to set it on fire, and they'll force that bookstore to remove your book from the bookshelf because they are the literal fascist brown shirts of the New World Order. That's who they are. Now, government can't go in and shut down a bookshop for selling a book they don't like. It's kind of against the Constitution, but if the idiot foot soldiers of the regime want to go in and do this by themselves, and no one's going to stop them. The state is certainly not going to stop them, despite the fact that it is clearly extortion. It's mob behavior. It's mafia behavior. We're going to go in and threaten to attack this bookstore if they don't do what we want. We're going to stand outside and attack anybody trying to get into the bookstore. So we deprive them of revenue, make it harder for them to operate, maybe shut them down because they're telling the public things that we don't want them to be told. Truly incredible. There weren't any counter protests at that point when they were selling that book, but things are changing. I think people are starting to finally understand what's at risk here, what's at stake, and that this isn't just a bunch of misguided, you know, good people out trying to fight fascism and accidentally targeting the wrong people. No, these people are psychopaths, and they're out to destroy anybody that stands in their way, anybody that opposes them, anybody that is Christian or has a brain in their head and can observe natural reality, such as the fact that there is such thing as boys and girls, and they're determined by biological realities. What was originally planned as a protest against a local business owner over a sign in his shop deemed to be transphobic turned into a large show of support in the latest chapter of the Star Wars shop saga. Dozens of supporters arrived at Sucher and Sons Star Wars shop on Wishka Avenue in Aberdeen on Saturday, and what was originally scheduled to be a protest by pro-LGBTQ demonstrators after a controversial video went viral earlier this week. So just to give you the bird's eye view lowdown of what exactly happened here. This guy decided that he was sick of all of the nonsense, and really what he was inspired by was the ban of Dr. Seuss. He thought, okay, this has gone too far. They're canceling Dr. Seuss now. This makes no sense. So he writes a sign in his shop, makes a funny little joke about Dr. Seuss writing a book talking about how boys with boy parts are not girls. And that's what he says, literally biological reality. So what has inspired all of this is the simple statement, men with penises are not women. Okay, not the exact words, but that's it, right? So you post a sign that says men are not women, and what happens? Well, a city council member, who, by the way, is like a foot taller than you, and a muscular man in a dress, shows up to your store to demand that you take that sign down. That sign that says a natural reality that just points out a obvious fact that every four-year-old child can tell you with certainty. Oh, this is the person. And I use that term lightly. This is the demon. This is the sicko. This is the weirdo psychopath that shows up at this guy's store to demand that he capitulate. Because you have to understand, when this person shows up at this store to threaten and extort and blackmail this guy into silencing himself, he comes with the implication that if you don't do as I say, we will destroy you. Maybe physically, maybe we really will just throw a Molotov cocktail through your window because we're psychopaths, we're weirdos, we are bad people who will destroy anybody for daring to stand up against us. So maybe we'll burn down your shop. Maybe we'll just have protesters out here preventing people from getting in so we bankrupt you. We'll ruin your life. We'll spit in your food. We'll cancel your bank account. We will destroy you unless you capitulate. Now's your chance. Capitulate now, sir. The guy is just like, no, go away. You are a strange man in a dress yelling at me and extorting me and subtly implying, you know, through implication, threatening me and my business. So leave now. So the guy has to leave. Can't do anything. And then they try to fulfill that threat. You don't listen to me. You don't take down the sign I don't like. Like, how narcissistic do you have to be, right? How weird do you have to be? Even if it was a sign that said something like hateful, you would still be kind of weird to, like, go demand that person shut down, you know, or take down the sign, or else you would destroy their business. Like, that's still a crazy thing to do. But in this case, the sign is literally just the sky is blue, right? You can come in, you take that sign down, or my Red Sky Brigade is going to come in and destroy you. And so they tried to do that. They tried to fulfill that promise. They tried to actually destroy him. And instead, they were outnumbered by people who are sick of their crap, who don't care about offending jackasses. And that's what that guy said in a video that we showed you last week, one of the first response videos. They're like, but do you not understand that your sign hurts this guy's feelings? Meanwhile, the guy, 6 foot tall, foot taller, is just like, take down that sign. Take down that sign right now. He's like, oh, but he's scared. Oh, but that sign scares him. He's just like, I will destroy you, you stupid cis white jackass. Like, he's just like, every word, and it's just like, oh, but that sign offends him, so will you please take it down? And the guy's like, I don't care about offending a-holes. Nobody should. Nobody should care about offending these people, right? Nobody should care, because the people that we're talking about are the a-holes. If you're a transgender person, if you have some sort of mental illness that makes you think that, you know, your body is wrong and therefore, you know, doctors have to fix, you know, your body is wrong because your brain is right and your brain thinks you're not the, like, whatever. If you're a man who wants to wear a dress, I couldn't care less. I don't care. If you're a man in a dress that comes into a sign and demands that the sign owner capitulate or you're going to destroy his life, then you're an a-hole and I don't care about your feelings anymore. If you're a black activist that demands that a rock is destroyed because it scares you, then you're an idiot and an a-hole, and I don't care what you have to say. And to try to frame that as like, well, you hate all black, you hate all trans people. No, I hate a-holes. Period.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of the sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again, and criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road.
That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Still a lot of stories to cover today, folks. And remember, InfoWarsStore.com, limited supply flash sale going on right now. 50% off products like Turbo Force, Survival Shield X2, all of our top products, most of them at least, are 50% off right now. InfoWarsStore.com, that will only last as long as the supplies will, so go get your supplements right now to guarantee that they're in stock, and you can get this massive, massive discount. Let's go out to the phone calls. Again, if you want to call in, the number to dial, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Let's go to West in Quebec. I want to talk about transhumanism. Thanks for calling in, West. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, thank you.
So I was going to say about transhumanism there. If you talk to Klaus Schwab, was promoting there, I believe a few months back, his exact words were, was it digital bioconvergence, controlling of the body, mind, and behavior. Now, if you go to our Canada website, they actually got a section called Biodigital Convergence. It was actually promoting the whole transhumanism agenda. I mean, you go right on there, it's got Cas9, lipid nanoparticles, and they've got full details on there. So for anybody to call
What website is this?
Right on our Government of Canada website. So you go from Government of Canada and Biodigital Convergence. It's got it all right in there. It got pretty much word for word what Klaus Schwab is talking about. So if they're promoting right on the Government of Canada website, I mean, it's pretty legit. You can't call it a conspiracy theory anymore.
So Canada.ca, it's the official website?
Usually I just type like a DuckDuckGo search, Government of Canada and Biodigital Convergence.
I'm going to do that right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Biodigital Convergence. Is that it? Did you guys find it? Or is that a different article? Exploring Biodigital Convergence. There it is. Right there.
Yeah, even if you go down like a tenth of the page, you'll see a little green section. And for word, it's what Klaus Schwab's talking about, you know.
Wow. I can't say I'm surprised, but a little bit terrified, I guess. That article is from February 2020. Klaus Schwab Bioconvergence there on the official Government of Canada website. That's pretty incredible, sir. Thank you for telling us about that.
Hey, no worries. Also, nothing else. I don't hear much on the news there is how Trudeau's covering up for sending viruses to Wuhan. I guess we had two scientists that were kicked out back in June or July of 2019, and those two scientists are actually affiliated with the People's Liberation Army, and they had their students in there.
Right.
So they ended up getting removed, and it was reported that it's well documented they were sending viruses out to the Wuhan Level 4 biolab. And now he's covering it up and he's refusing to release the documents where he created his own committee that only he's in charge of. So whatever the outcome is, it's like somebody doing an internal investigation of themselves. Oh, we found nothing wrong, right?
Right. The Commonwealth nations, as they're called, are really the ground zeros for this experiment, right? Australia, Canada, New Zealand, they have some of the most extreme lockdown measures of anywhere. And, of course, America and Canada both had several scientists who, at the beginning of this pandemic, were arrested and charged with espionage, essentially, for sending live viruses to China. I have not been following the developments of the Canadian side of this thing. And so you're telling me now that Justin Trudeau has created his own independent
Trudeau-run task force basically to cover up this information.
Yes, because when he was first asked about it, he tried to claim that it was anti-Asian racism, you know, because that's what he does. Oh, everything's racism to him. So he got called out by your Asian members of parliament. Then he turned around. Oh, it's privacy concerns. That didn't work. So now he's claiming it's national security. But our committees already in parliament already deal with national security committees. And they already have the, you know, the regulations in place to protect anything for national security. So they're just trying to make their own department so they can investigate themselves. And who runs it? Justin Trudeau. So but that's not going to go too far.
Wow, that's incredible. And, you know, like, it would be funny if it wasn't, you know, our countries and our livelihoods going down the drain. But the idea that it's like, hey, there's Chinese nationals in our university secretly pilfering live viruses and sending them back to a lab that's doing gain-of-function research that is the source and the epicenter of the worldwide outbreak that has led to massive death and restrictions of freedom around the globe. And, you know, people in Canadian universities were responsible for this and involved in this. And the response is like, what are you, a racist? Like, what? Yeah. They'll use that excuse for absolutely anything that they want to cover up. And people are so freaking dumb and good hearted that they actually are scared into ignoring these massive violations. Now, that call actually reminded me, because one thing, again, that I think is important for us to get across, and thank you so much for that call, Wes, because that was a lot of stuff I did not know, and I'm very interested to find more about, especially the, what was it called?
Biodigital convergence.
Biodigital convergence. And the Canadian government is all in on the Klaus Schwab anti-human agenda. God, truly incredible. So thank you very much for calling in, Wes. That's some very, very important information. But I want to go to a quick video here that call reminded me of, because it's from France. Recently posted, you remember, you know, all the massive protests that happened in France, including this weekend where, you know, hail was coming down on a bunch of protesters. And I made the half joke about a weather machine being used to keep protesters inside. But they're all protesting the new implementation of the vaccine passport. Well, this woman found a sign advertising the vaccine passport, the pass sanitaire, or whatever they call it. But I think they must have miscut this poster, because on the very edge of the poster is the date that the poster was printed. It's a pretty interesting date, considering that just now the vaccine passport is being implemented. Let's play this video. Clip number 8. Here she's approaching a fence with the poster on it. Pass the sanitaire, COVID-19, you must pass. Here she zooms in on the date, 20th of January 2020. So this was printed, according to the document itself, January 2020. They had printed the posters advertising the vaccine passport before the vaccine was invented, before the virus was even really known about, before vaccine passports were ever talked about in the mainstream media, before there had really even been infections outside of China and a few other places like Italy and Singapore. So in January of 2020, before anybody knew about the virus at all, they not only had a plan for the vaccine, they had a plan for the vaccine passports. They already had the branding done and they printed out the poster. That's what I see from that. Unless they mistyped the you know, date, in which case, even if it was just from the 20th of January 2020, that's still 6 months before the implementation of the pass. They knew this was coming the entire time. This has all been a plan. So just to, you know, tie it all together, you've got Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, and Event 201, and Bill Gates, and Anthony Fauci, all conspiring before all of this came out, saying when the virus is released, the ones that we created, spreads around the world, here's how we're going to deal with it. We're going to get vaccine passports. We're going to shut down small businesses. We're going to destroy the economy. We're going to consolidate ownership into the hands of a few trillionaires. We're going to roll out the experimental vaccine that will likely be incredibly deadly, but we'll mandate it. And we'll mandate it through vaccine passports, which will allow us the digital panopticon, so we can have total control over the movement, purchasing power of all citizens,
And that will lead us nicely into the bio-digital convergence that we really seek, which is merging humanity with machines in an attempt to circumvent God, essentially. It's all been planned since the beginning. Brilliant call, Wes. Thank you.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostaguard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them, and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Halfway through today's program, still a lot of stories to cover, a lot of videos to show you, a lot of calls to take. So let's go out to the phone lines. Johnny, in Denmark, the COVID lie continues. Thank you for the call, Johnny. You're on the air.
It's continuing, but I'm seeing some very promising signs. In also on InfoWars, on all the shows now, the idea, all three of the shows, the idea of the disease and the alleged pathogen for it being fake is being taken very seriously. And War Room was kind of the last holdout, but then Dr. Jane Ruby on last Wednesday and Thursday made it pretty clear that there has been no isolation. And I think it's important to get back to basics in these cases, so we don't get duped. You know, once again, before we get into a few details, just as a panoramic overview, if there is no new symptom, no new symptom combination, no new symptom severity, no new symptom severity combination, no new transmissivity characteristics, and no new isolated pathogen, there is no suspicion, other than propaganda, that there would be a new disease, and there's no way of proving that there's a new disease. It's just, and the cases, we have to be careful the way we talk, that we don't reinforce the narrative. And when we say, you know, there's a 99 point whatever recovery rate, no, it's 100% recovery rate because it doesn't exist. And now, also, and it's not, and some people seem to be under the impression, not so much InfoWars anymore, but that this is kind of just, you know, an out there David Icke theory, which is what I was thinking too. But again, this has been supported not only by Dr. Jane Ruby, who's not a medical doctor, but close. I mean, she's a licensed nurse practitioner, but also Dr. Tom Cowan, who is a medical doctor, Andrew Kaufman, who did several great interviews with Alex lately.
Yeah, totally, yeah, and those are all available at Bandai Video. Well, I'll tell you, Johnny, I mean, you know, it's like working at InfoWars, you basically have to have a standard operating procedure, as nothing is off the table, right? Nothing is too far-fetched, because we've seen how insane things can get. To say that there's no such thing as COVID, it's just about as insane as saying that Boulder is racist. So, I mean, you know, nothing is off the table in terms of you know, what's real and what's not. And we know that when it comes to coronavirus, basically nothing we know about it is true, from the PCR test to the confusion with the flu to the effectiveness, the spread, when it got started, how it got started, how it was created, like all that stuff we've been lied to continuously about. And I wouldn't blame anybody for thinking that it doesn't exist. I personally think that COVID does exist. I do think it is a disease. I think it was created in a lab by combining multiple diseases in a chimeric fashion and then released on the world on purpose, in my opinion. So I do believe that COVID existed, but we're always open to speculation, always open to alternative solutions or alternative interpretations of what's going on. So, you know, I know a lot of people out there probably don't believe that COVID exists at all. And in the way that people generally conceive of COVID, it doesn't exist, right? Because if you're calling every flu case COVID, then what you think is COVID is not COVID, it's the flu. Then COVID, you could say, doesn't exist in a way. But I think it does exist. I think it's been overblown. I think it's been lied about so much that you can't blame people for just not believing anything about it. I don't blame them at all, but I do believe it exists. I believe it's actually pretty bad. I think it's like not a great disease. And the funny thing about it is that like InfoWars has been the steady ship the entire time through COVID-19. From before anybody was talking about it, and we were sounding the alarm going, look at what's happening in China. This is bad. We should shut our borders. We should shut down. We should put things in place now. And I went to Home Depot in like early February of 2020 and was making a video about how they were selling out of masks because people in China were coming in and buying entire boxes of masks to sell to China for a profit. Like, we were doing that report and going, hey, guys, this is coming. Hey, you might want to stock up on masks right now, because in places where this disease has landed, you know, the demand for masks is really high. And so, like, from the very beginning, we were like, hey, this is a real thing. Hey, this is suspicious. Hey, it looks like it came out of this weapons lab here. Maybe we should be paying attention to this. We were told we were racist. We were told go hug a Chinese person. We were told go hang out in Chinatown. We were told all this stupid nonsense. And then all of a sudden, everybody flipped. Suddenly became the worst thing ever. Suddenly we had to shut down the entire economy. And InfoWars is here going, well, hold on, wait a second. Let this get overblown. Let's not overreact here. It's bad. It's a disease. And we should be prepared for it. We should have shut our borders. We could have prevented this from ever happening if you just listened to the alternative media. There it is, coronavirus. Someone's buying up all the respirator masks in America January 27th. So even before February, like, we were on top of this. We were on the forefront. We told you about all of this stuff before it happened. And then when they all went insane and said, we're going to shut down everywhere except for Walmart, Amazon, and Target, and we're going to destroy everybody's business and then pay everybody $3,000 a month to do nothing, we said, hold on, this is insane. You shouldn't be going this far. It's not that bad. It's just the flu. It's just something that's a sickness that you can get and you can survive it if you have the right vitamins and minerals and health and, you know, awareness of what's going on. So we've been a steady hand through all of this. We knew about it before anybody else was talking about it. We told everybody what the consequences of the lockdown were going to be, and we told everybody from before anybody was even talking about this that the results would be vaccine passports and total control systems utilizing all sorts of surveillance technology. So we've been on top of this since the very beginning. I don't think on this side we've ever really doubted that the vaccine has actually existed. Just to clarify for everybody out there what my personal position is. But I thank you very much for the call, Johnny, and I appreciate your input. And, hey, you might be right. There might not be a disease after all. I am not a biologist, thank God. Joshua in Georgia wants to talk about graphene oxide. Now, this is something I've heard so much about on Twitter, but I got to admit I haven't done the research to actually look into what this is. I've just seen rumors about it, and it's all very confusing and has a lot of big science words, and I avoid it out of habit. So hopefully Joshua from Georgia can sort of illuminate our misunderstandings or our lack of understanding on this. Thanks for calling in. Joshua, you were on the air, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Smith. all right. Well, first of all, before I start, I want to say that as a Marine, when I saw that Portland Prayer Group get attacked, my first instinct was, I wish I'd been there to smash some skulls.
Yeah.
And then as a Christian, and then the follow-up the next day, I was reminded of the armor of God, the shield of faith, you know, which can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And certainly Jesus has got this.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, bless inspiring, them all. Absolutely. I cried a little bit.
Right.
So anyway, I looked up after, I think his name is Mr. Freedom, the interview from Saturday, but it's talking about, graphene oxide. I looked it up this morning and, the very first thing I saw was this video. I think your producers have it ready. With the where yes. This Spanish scientist tested a vial of Pfizer and said that and found that it was the active ingredient was graphene oxide, and that it exactly matches the you know, the lung incapacitation of quote COVID, which he also says never existed. That they were putting graphene oxide in the flu shots in 2019, of course that's what Mr. Freedom said too, and that set up the whole domino effect, you know, the dominoes of what's been going on.
Interesting.
Now I something I want to say, I just thought of off the cuff, you believe COVID exists, and I do too. I also believe that it was a smokescreen that Fauci was set up as a scapegoat to say, well, to cause confusion, right? There is an actual COVID-19. It was never released. That all these vaccinated people with graphene in their body in Wuhan, the first city to go 100% 5G, got zapped and caused the panic.
Right, right. Yeah, so this does have to do with 5G as well, right? It's kind of another wrinkle in that theory. Graphene
correct.
Oxide and its reaction to electromagnetic waves can affect your body if it's inside your cells, right? Everybody,
exactly. Now here's the big giant bombshell. Everybody, you know, you have that caller all the time in the on the breaks asking, you know, his brother got sick and after the Johnson, well, what can I do? Research this. Well, this scientist has found that. Let me look it up. It's a natural antioxidant that occurs when you exercise, which is why children and athletes rarely get it. Glutathione. It's just a supplement. Y'all could put Bion. Yes, you could put that in the InfoWars store, and bam! Everybody who's been vaccinated in panic because they know the truth. Now they got a way out because it biodegrades stuff. Yeah.
Very interesting stuff. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, we'll download that video and take a look at it. Like I said, I've been seeing a lot of talk about graphene oxide. I just haven't done the research I need to do to speak to it. But thank you for that primer there, Joshua.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
thebiopros.com.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to American Journal. Harrison Smith here, taking your calls. Really great calls today, actually. Very happy with some of our callers today. I want to play a quick video here. And what I'm going to do in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, I will be showing the interview from the Star Wars store owner during the counter-protest. You know, people were going to protest him. Instead, a bunch of patriots or just decent people showed up to protect this shop from attack. So we'll show you at least a portion of that interview, and then we'll put the whole interview on band.video so you can go see that. I'll play that in the next five. But I want to play a quick video here from Italy, clip number 21, because what you're about to see are not anti-vaxxers standing up against the vaccine passport. It's people who have been vaccinated burning their vaccine card in a show of solidarity with the unvaxxed. This is what we need in America. This is what we need worldwide. Not division between people who want the vaccine and people who don't want the vaccine, but solidarity against the government saying you're not allowed to force anything on us and we won't be complicit in this, even, you know, just tangentially or, you know, because I just go along with it or don't say anything. No, no. The people who are vaccinated need to stand up and go, it's not okay to eliminate half the population from everyday life because they don't succumb to your dictates. That's not freedom. That's not democracy. That's not anything but dictatorship. So here's people in Italy actually burning their vax passes, burning their vaccine passports, burning their vaccine cards in solidarity with the unvaxxed. Here it is. To the chant of liberty, one by one, people who have received the vaccine step up to the fire and burn their little green passes. Amazing. Thank you, folks. Thank you very much for standing up for us. Like, thank you for showing us that you understand that this is nothing about the vaccine. It's about control. It's about oppression. It's about a dictatorship being brought into this world. And it's your responsibility as a decent American, or a decent human being, I should say, to stand up against this imposition. Really incredible stuff. Love it. Short video, but a powerful one. Let's go now back out to the phone calls. Max in Kansas has called in. Biden has B-52 bombers in Afghanistan. What's this about, Max?
Hey, good morning, Harrison. So over the weekend, Doors on Gateway Pundit, the U.S. deployed B-52 bombers, and I can't remember the specific gunships, but gunships too, back in Afghanistan. Now, I believe that this is just the start of something much, much worse. Because, you know, first it's B-52 bombers, then before we know it's drones and soldiers, and then before we know it, we're back to a full-scale war in Afghanistan. That's what I predict, and that's what I predicted as soon as Biden announced his supposed withdrawal. And I even called him to the show to say how I knew we weren't leaving.
Yeah. You did. I remember that. I remember you predicting that. And yeah, it turns out you're exactly right. How interesting is this? I was going to say funny. Not really that funny, is it? It's war. It's bombers bombing people, human beings who are dying. And so not that funny, but pretty interesting that they would do a big Afghan withdrawal. And then mere months later, it's like, oh, but we're sending in bombers and aircraft carriers and, you know, warships in to stop the Taliban's advance on key cities. Okay, we never left. Leaving was a scam. Right. Leaving was a sham.
Right, and I can't stand these rhinos like Dan Crenshaw who are making the argument of why leaving Afghanistan is a bad idea. I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's no absolute reason whatsoever to be there. There never was. I mean, it was an imaginary manhunt for a dead man, essentially.
Right.
But people know we weren't there for Bin Laden, and Bush was there for power and money, and Cheney sure as hell made bank with Halliburton during the Iraq War.
Mm-hmm.
But it sickens me, dude, because hundreds of thousands have been killed already due to these nonsensical wars, and I can see it from a mile away. I know something big's coming, whether it's an excuse to put us fully back there or somewhere else like Iran, but it's so sick.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're exactly right, and thanks for pointing this out to us, Scott. I must have missed that. I missed that headline this weekend. Not a lot of fanfare for the reignition of the briefly ended war in Afghanistan. Thanks so much for that call, Max. Very good stuff and a very important topic you bring to our attention. Let's go now to Moxie in Indiana. Let's talk about political prisoners from January 6th. Thanks for calling in, Moxie. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to hear more about them. InfoWars had a guest host on last night. A real pretty woman, and she had a lawyer on there. She also had a black man on there that was a witness who blew the lid off of why they're really in jail. They witnessed the murder of another woman that no one's talking about. Everyone knows about Ashley Babbitt, but another woman was killed, and that is why these political prisoners are in jail. Some of them have been beaten. They deserve our full attention. This should be all over the news. You guys have 5 million viewers. I demand that you guys talk more about these political prisoners and what's going on with them and stop regurgitating this COVID fake pandemic.
Mm.
These people have had their civil rights annihilated, and they need to be freed. That woman also mentioned that I believe she said on September 18th, they're going to have a rally. I demand that they get front and center and stop talking about this coronavirus. I'm sick of hearing about it.
Mm. Well, I'm sick of talking about it. Trust me. I would love not to be talking about it. The problem is that that's the force that they're using to, bring about total slavery. But hey, I totally agree with you, Moxie, and I try to bring it up just about as often as I can. I wonder, was it Philip Anderson that she had on to talk about it, the black guy? Yeah, it was, right? Oh. She was holding his hand. This video from Taylor Hansen. I actually had that video last week and just never got to play it. But yeah, but this is the issue that we deal with here at InfoWars. It's like you got political prisoners January 6th. That should be on the top of the list. Okay, but they're implementing vaccine passports and talking about, forcibly injecting you and your children or taking your children away from you. Maybe that should be on the top. Well, at the same time, we're doing it. This is the problem that we're dealing with, is that the sheer level of attack is almost overwhelming, and we can't focus on everything all the time. But I appreciate your input, Mox, and I'll try to take that into consideration. And obviously, the protesters on January 6th have our full, unflinching support. And anything that we can do to spread the word and how to help them or how to fight back against this tyranny, we are all for. I mean, nobody's trying to bury this lead. Meanwhile, you've got this weekend Ben Shapiro saying they're criminals who deserve to rot in prison, rot in jail. So, I mean, there's that, right? That's what half the Republican Party thinks. That's what half the Republican Party is going after. And even the alternative, the Ben Shapiros out there, are like in support of the torture and illegal indefinite detention in horrific circumstances of peaceful protesters who did nothing wrong. I mean, if you're looking to get mad at people ignoring their plight, there are better places than InfoWars to get mad at. But I do understand your frustration, and that is and should be one of our main priorities, which, again, it is. So lots of stuff happening, and we can't focus on all of it all the time. And right now, in my opinion, the number one threat at large is COVID-19, especially with the way that the vast majority of Americans fall for everything they're doing for it. So that's the major threat to me, and that's where we get the most number of news stories every day. So that's what we cover. But thanks for that call, Moxie. Let's go now to Davy Crockett on the Texas border. An honor to talk to you, Mr. Crockett. What is your update on the state of things, sir?
Things are not good down here. Davy Crockett said he wasn't born in Texas. He was born in Tennessee, but he got here as quickly as he could.
Yep.
This is a warning to the rest of America. We're on the front lines here, and we need bodies. And we need to import the conservatives from the Pacific Northwest. They no longer have a home there. Well, McAllen is your new home. We're a mile from, 20 minutes from Mexico, a mile from a beautiful beach, South Padre Island. Please come down here, because we need help. This is the last bastion, I believe. I also think we need to seriously consider, as Texans, and all the imports that we're gonna take in, we need to seriously consider secession. Texans always threaten with secession, but it's by weak political leaders. And now we see that the heart of Texas is in trouble, and we need to seriously consider some secession.
I could not agree with you more, sir. I think there's absolutely no reason why Texas should allow our state to be infiltrated, be invaded by literally millions of people in a single year because the federal government decides we shouldn't protect our borders. It's outrageous and ridiculous. We should secede. I completely agree. If I had one wish, I'd get all the conservatives into one state like Texas so we could really make a difference.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible.
And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio.
Why did you put that sign in your shop?
I thought it was funny. 99% of the people thought it was funny, and it was because of Dr. Seuss being canceled. It pissed me off. So I came up with the idea when I seen that heading to incorporate Dr. Seuss. And so I put, this is Dr. Seuss's new book just out. They found it in his attic. It's called, If You're Born with a D***, You're Not a Chick.
Which is actually true.
Which is actually true.
You know, no one can deny that's actually true.
Hi. Would I be allowed to take pictures of everybody in your store to show how busy it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so then it appears that someone came in and challenged you about that assertion.
Well, at the time, I had no idea any of this was happening. They came in separate. I approached her just like I would anybody, normal customer. I didn't know that that was his wife, but I hadn't seen him yet. He came around the corner, and I said, oh, I recognize you. I says, are you guys together? And he said, yes. I says, you're our counselor. He says, no, I'm your councilwoman. At that moment, I lost it, and at that moment, I knew what he'd come for. And he looked for the sign, and so we got into a little... you know, argument, and nothing physical, and then it just kind of progressed. I didn't know I was being taped either.
Right, yeah.
And that was so good.
Yeah, they just kind of tried to set you up.
They did, and it just backfired. You know, there's so much fume out there, I think I just sparked a little spark.
We're going to start a refall Monday.
Went worldwide.
Yeah, it sure did. It sure did. Well, I really admire your courage for refusing to lie.
I've got 2,000 calls from all over the world in the last 2 days.
Everybody's scared to say this.
99.99% were positive.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just, it's blew me away. I mean, I can't even wrap my arms around
it. So, John, what would you say to people that say that you hate people?
Well, here's the thing. I've been doing this for 25 years. I meet 20 people a day from all over the world. They're every kind of everything you could think of. I have not made any of them mad. I've loved them. I let them do whatever they want. They buy stuff. Everybody's happy. And so, when I realized this was a setup, that's what really made me go insane.
Yeah.
I thought somebody needs to confront these people, and nobody's confronting them. I don't care what they do, but he's in my store. giving me hell about a sign, expecting me to say, gee, I'm sorry, I'll take it down, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. And like I said in the interview, I'm too old to even care about your goddamn feelings anymore.
I agree with you. So I noticed that you're wearing a bulletproof vest today. Is that something you had to do before this happened?
Well, yes. A friend of mine came in and said I better wear this because there was some stuff on the internet that said they were going to cause trouble.
Did you receive threats?
On the internet, no, not personally, but it was on there that they were encouraging people to come down and get do something. You know, I don't know the exact wording, like, you know, torch my building or, you know, throw rocks or whatever the hell they do.
Yeah.
So I was kind of concerned that first night, but then the next day I had nothing but support from the whole community.
Yeah.
And then the next day it got even better. And so I knew that hundreds of people were going to show up today. I still didn't quite know what was going to happen. So I come down at 10 to survey the situation. And because I thought, well, okay, we probably won't open today. And then I seen 400 people out here. And I thought, wow, this is... And I looked over there and there was three. And then I heard it was canceled.
Yeah, I think they got scared. So I have one other question. So I've heard people call you a homophobe, that you hate gay people. What would you say about that?
Well, let me tell you, I've had several calls from transsexuals and gay people saying they back me all the way because they don't like what he did. They don't. He's doing it for
incredible
attention.
Stuff. I love this guy. We're going to post that full interview on Bandai Video, folks.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Support us by going to Infowarsstore.com, taking advantage of the limited supply flash sale, 50% off some of our top-selling products available now. You know, we wouldn't be here without the Infowars audience, which means we have a lot more at stake than a lot of mainstream media outlets, right? We don't have the ability to rely on trillionaires and billionaires just pouring millions of dollars into our coffers, and so we can just say whatever we want, and even if nobody's listening, we'll still have money rolling in. Like, it doesn't work that way for us. If we don't provide the audience what they expect from InfoWars and what they want from InfoWars, they'll stop supporting us. Like, it's as simple as that. So we cover the truth. We cover what we think is important, what we think that you'll want to know, what you're not being told from the mainstream media sources, and hopefully you appreciate that and go to InfoWarsStore.com. We had a caller today. It's quite angry that we don't cover the January 6th protesters more. I feel like I mentioned them about once a show at least. Obviously, they're always in our mind, and it is one of the top topics that we're discussing on a daily basis. Of course, you also have millions of people pouring across the border, right? You also have the COVID lockdowns. Like, how are you supposed to not talk about COVID when you have so many headlines that are so incredibly troubling? In fact, what about this? August 6th, 2021, executive order by the governor of the state of Tennessee has this provision. Temporary quarantine and isolation facilities may be constructed. The provisions of Tennessee Code annotated are hereby suspended to allow the construction of temporary structures and the plans for which would otherwise be subject to review for new construction, additions, or substantial alterations as directed by the Commissioner of Health and the Director of TEMA, which is the Tennessee version of FEMA, in response to COVID-19, provided there shall be inspections of such structures to ensure safety as necessary. So I don't know. If I could not talk about coronavirus anymore, I would be very happy. The problem is they're building quarantine camps. Okay? The problem is they're trying to eject unvaccinated people from daily life. Like, it's kind of important that we talk about all this stuff. Lena Hidalgo urges mask mandates in HISD schools. Oh, you've heard plenty about Lena Hidalgo from me. The utterly unqualified and inexperienced and total failure of a judge in Harris County that, once again, like all socialists, uses her position not to benefit the people who elected her and do the job that she's elected to do, but actually use her position to move, you know, push forward her socialistic tendencies. So now she's come out in support of HISD's proposed mask requirements, calling it necessary civil disobedience. She says now is a moment of necessary civil disobedience, because apparently when the government mandates that you do something and you do what they mandate, that's civil disobedience somehow. Of course, what she's talking about is the limitations that Governor Greg Abbott put in place, banning mandates such as masks in schools. So she's like, we need civil disobedience, which means the government telling us what to do, and we do it. Okay, you're weird. Joe Rogan, vaccine passports, one step closer to dictatorship. What about this? The latest from Iceland. Iceland, one of the most vaccinated nations on earth, has way better data than the CDC. Vaccinated people are getting infected more than unvaxxed by a 3-to-1 ratio since July 17th. In the past 3 days of domestic infections there in Iceland, you had 268 people who were vaccinated and 97 who were unvaccinated, which really means you had a little over 350 unvaxxed people, because vaccines supposed to vaccinate you. Vaccines are supposed to provide you some sort of immunity. But when unvaccinated people are getting infected less than vaccinated people, then the vaccine is not a vaccine. Okay, it's something else. Doesn't provide immunity. Doesn't even decrease transmission, apparently, now, according to the CDC. Alex Berenson also notes, stunning news from Iceland, among the world's most vaccinated countries, facing a new COVID outbreak that translates into, you know, what would be the equivalent of 100,000 new U.S. cases a day. The country's chief epidemiologist now says that natural infection is the only way to reach herd immunity. Wow, what do you know? What do you know about that? He's not going to propose more lockdowns or widespread boosters. They do not vaccinate teens, but they're getting pushback from, you know, their people for not imposing more vaccines, even though the vaccines don't work. Just incredible. He says, what is so stunning about this is that a couple of weeks ago, as cases began to rise, Iceland looked to be going the opposite way and imposing a new wave of restrictions in the hope of bolstering vaccine effectiveness. Clearly, they've recognized that strategy is impossible. What about this news? 2-year-old baby dies week after second shot in COVID Pfizer trials. No cause is given. CDC then pulls the report. Pfizer and Moderna are going through clinical trials for their mRNA shots in more than 10,000 children as young as 6 months old. Trial of these vaccines started in mid-March. Well, now a 2-year-old is dead, having participated in it. This, oh my God, I could go on and on about this. I don't even know if I want to get into what exactly I'm looking at here. CVS door in New York, get a free It's Just the Flu shot today. And it's a picture of a white trucker guy with a trucker hat and an upside down American flag. I don't think they understand what the symbolism of an upside-down American flag actually means. I think they're trying to insinuate this guy's somehow not American. Really, that means America's in distress, which is an appropriate thing. But people are confused by this. They're like, oh, they're trying to appeal to this type of person. Like, they're like, oh, it's almost like reverse psychology type thing. Or like, but no, no, no. This person is the butt of this joke. They're essentially saying, don't be like this person. Get your vaccine. It's just the flu. Like, they're mocking you. It's the same thing as if you had some sort of horrible, you know, caricature of, you know, some minority doing something stupid. And it was like, oh, don't be like this. Do what we say. It's like, it's just an offensive stereotype being used to bully you. Basically saying, don't be like this person. Submit to us and you'll be smart and handsome. Truly incredible. Report Israel. Vaccination provides far less protection than previous COVID infection. Israelis who were infected were reportedly 6.72 times more likely to get infected after the shot than after natural infection. natural perfection, natural infection apparently gives you immunity in some sense to this disease, while the COVID vaccine does not at all. Again, from National File, Iceland experiences major COVID spike despite having highly vaccinated population. Oh my gosh, should we show this video? Let's go to this video of old Dr. Bill Gates. Clip number two here. Bill Gates can't help but smile when suggesting that the non-vaccinated should be withheld their social security benefits. So let's watch Bill Gates. Literally, he's like trying not to smile, and he just cannot help but start laughing when the interviewer suggests withholding social security benefit. You've paid into social security your whole life. You know, you're retired now. It's what you depend on. They're essentially saying we're going to make you homeless and starve if you don't submit to our vaccine. Thanks for all of the money. Thanks for paying into social security for all of your life. Thanks for being a dutiful, good citizen. Now, if you disobey our medical demands, we will bankrupt you, steal your money, and keep it for ourselves. Really incredible. Bill Gates thinks this is just hilarious. Let's watch it.
That we're not at like 95% of people over 60.
Obviously, corporations increasingly are saying you have to be vaccinated in order to work at a corporation. Is that something you support? And do you think the federal government or state governments, or at the very least federal government, should mandate if you want to get on an airplane, you have to be vaccinated? If you want to get Social Security, you need to be vaccinated? If you want to get whatever benefits they give, you need to be vaccinated.
He's laughing. Just laughing at that idea. We'll take away your Social Security. And he's like, yeah, we will. Yeah, we'll ruin your life for not obeying us unquestioningly. What about this? This is from DeSantis' new bill. If the individual poses a danger to public health, the state health officer may subject the individual to isolation or quarantine. If there's no practical method to isolate or quarantine the individual, the state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccinate or treat the individual. Yeah, this is in a bill in Florida, all right? So again, to our audience that's sick of hearing about COVID-19, me too. But when there are provisions in bills or in executive orders that are being issued right now establishing quarantine camps, maybe it's something we want to talk about, okay? When the vaccine clearly doesn't work, but your life will be destroyed if you don't take it, maybe that's a priority on our list. But we will talk about January 6th on the other side. Stay with us.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like a bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them, and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Still to come in today's program, we've got some immigration news to discuss. Very interesting developments in that regard. And, of course, your calls, we'll be taking those momentarily. I do want to fulfill the wishes of Moxie, who called in a little bit earlier, and talk about one of the developments of the January 6th protesters and everything around there. For a completely and actually kind of astonishingly dishonest read of the situation, we go to Insider, who says, Trump's spokesperson attacked Fox News after his election fraud lies were edited out of the interviews on YouTube. In other words, from Newsweek, deleted, Trump spokesperson says Fox News edited interview to remove election fraud claims. Really incredible. Former President Donald Trump's chief spokesperson said Sunday that Fox News edited a new interview with Trump to remove unverified claims about election fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Liz Harrington, a former RNC spokesperson who was appointed as Trump's personal spokesperson in June, accused Fox News of censorship after Trump appeared on Bongino's Saturday Night Show unfiltered. So slightly filtered. And so a bit filtered. Yes, his new Don Bongino's new show, Filtered, to discuss and criticize the Democratic policies under the administration of President Joe Biden. But Fox News deleted President Trump's words. There's a jump edit where they cut out quotes from Trump who called the election fake, mentioning voter fraud and voter abuse. So he tried to mention the voter abuse that took place last November, and Fox News actually edited it out. Now, in fairness, we'll go to Matt Brainard, who has this kind of interesting take on the situation. He says, I understand frustration with Fox News for editing President Trump's interview, but YouTube is the villain here. If Fox left it in, the whole interview would have been nuked by YouTube. Similarly, at our first J6 rally, one of the speakers brought up election questions. Because I wanted the message about political prisoners to be spread as far as possible, I had to edit that comment out of the version we put up on YouTube, and the video remains up to this day. You can say, why bother with YouTube? Just use Rumble, etc. One word, reach. It is Look Ahead America's mission to go out into the middle of the world, find our lost brothers and sisters, and bring them home. I would add, for those who are second-guessing my tactic of using the enemy's tools against them, you would have no idea who I was if I wasn't on Twitter. Being here is what created all of it. Look Ahead, the Voter Integrity Project, Justice for J6, all of it. So it's interesting. That's an interesting, take on it, and it's probably true. It probably is, was YouTube forcing Fox to censor the former president of the United States and his words. But the other thing is that, like, how are you going to argue for the January 6th defendants if you don't recognize that the thing that they were protesting was a legitimate political concern that required and actually necessitated political action? You don't, you know, lay the groundwork and go, look, here's why these people were protesting, and their reason they were protesting because of all of this fraud that took place that was totally unaddressed and totally unexplained and, you know, completely swept under the rug and ignored. So, of course, they were forced to protest. Like, they had to protest. They had to try to get this information out somehow. So I don't understand how you talk about the January 6th political prisoners without mentioning the fact that their protest, their peaceful protest that they were engaged in, was based on absolutely legitimate concerns that have been entirely unaddressed and unredressed by the American government. So I think it's kind of a weak excuse. I don't know if it's entirely true. And I would say let YouTube kick you out. I mean, if YouTube removes Fox News, if they kick Fox News' channel off of YouTube, you don't think that would have massive repercussions? You don't think that would have what we call the I'm blanking on the word now. Streisand effect. That's what I'm looking for. You don't think that would have the Streisand effect? Fox News gets kicked off of YouTube. People would ask why. And they'd go and look at what was the offending piece of information. And they would learn about the voter abuse. I mean, there are ways to go about this. I disagree with their decision to censor. I extremely disagree with the fact they didn't even tell Trump about it. And then they call themselves unfiltered. Laughable. Laughable, I say. Out to the phone calls now. Let's go to Joshua Abraham in Texas, who has a comment about a Los Angeles Freemasons meeting. Thanks for calling in, Joshua. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for having me on again, son of Larry Abraham. Just wanted to give a huge shout-out to all my brothers over in Los Angeles and Masonry. There is such a huge revolution going on in the Masonic lodges over in California. Now, recently, I moved out of my apartment over in Beverly Hills and came over here to small town Midland, Texas. Best move I've ever did. And I still keep in contact with my brothers over there. And there are so many Masons that are rising up and deflecting from the lodge ever since the lockdown happened, because there's a lot of us that, you know, we just won't take this vaccine to get back into the rituals. And I just want to give you an update of what we were going over this past weekend. And for the past few months, you know, I've been listening to you guys and listening to my brothers in the Masonic Lodge, and you guys would know a lot more over there at InfoWars if you looked into the Space Force disclosure, because we Masons that have broken away from the Lodge, we're going over this Space Force disclosure and linking it with all the Bible prophecies and bringing it all together. Mm. We are on the clock. We have till, according to the Space Force disclosure, we have till 2029. This is the quota and the time that they're supposed to have three-fourths of the world's population knocked off for the Antichrist Nikolai. And then the Masons, who are still going to stick around, they're supposed to build the third temple by 2030 over on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And we were also looking over the vaccine prophecy. Now, you guys talk about all this transhumanism and this nanomite technology. Now, if you look through the Space Force disclosure, you would know that through Operation Bluefly, carried out through Project Moondust, they found these aliens with this nanomite technology, and this is where they got it from. And now that they're putting it in this vaccine, this perfectly coincides with Daniel 2:43 of the Fourth Kingdom, what Klaus Schwab called the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And here we are, the kingdom made of iron, and the 10 toes that are forming the 10 United Nations economic sectors of the New World Order. This perfectly coincides with a Daniel 2:43 prophecy. And if you look through the Space Force disclosure, you will know that by 2029, they have to have this wrapped up. This is why they're moving so fast and giving people money and incentivizing people to get this vaccine.
Well, let me ask Joshua, I mean, you've definitely piqued my interest. The crew is wondering where they can find this Space Force disclosure. Do you mean the UFO disclosure document that came out in July or maybe earlier this month?
No, the CIA, through the Freedom of Information Act, dropped it through the black ball. Mm. You got to go to the black ball and look through. There's like, wow, we have gone through like over 3,000 documents, and we've separated them through a very sophisticated AI system that we have. And we have disclosed and pulled out all the useful information and coincided with the Dead Sea Scrolls. And by the way, the Book of Baruch and the Dead Sea Scrolls, one of the apocryphal books, talks about the attack of the Shadim. And we in the Masonic Breakoff Lodges know that when this Operation Majority comes in, this false alien invasion, this is what's going to deceive the people into thinking that the Antichrist is what he is, because this is all a psyop. Okay,
right. Let me ask. We're about to go to break here. Are you compiling this information somewhere? Is there somewhere we can go to find it distilled down into the important parts?
I don't have it personally, but I can ask my worshipful master what he's got. I mean, we come together once a month and do all these disclosures and these Bible studies. And we get together and we go over this information. So the next time I talk to him, I can definitely give you the link.
Well, that's very interesting. I'd like to see it because, it does seem like prophecies are being fulfilled. It's all coming together. And 2030 sounds about right in the time frame. Yeah.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye, also described as the seat of the soul. The pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got. freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Man, 3 hours is never enough, is it? I've still got some great videos that I'd like to show and some information I need to cover. But today's show has really shown why having a call-in show like American Journal is so valuable. We're getting a lot of information that we were not previously aware of from our callers. I'm also monitoring the feeds as normal. The Daily Sneed posts in London, anti-vaccine protesters are brawling at the BBC studio. Looks like some sort of melee going on there in front of the BBC headquarters as they protest against the vaccine passport. So more developments happening there. Let's go out to your phone calls now, and we'll get to some of this immigration news in just a little bit. Looks like Douglas in California is next on the list. He wants to talk about the breakdown of supply lines, which we have several headlines from that from today. Army on standby to restock Britain's shelves amid truck driver shortage. And the Epoch Times has just come out with a guide to inflation. They call it inflation and price of goods, what to buy now and what to avoid. Everywhere you turn, prices are going up. Chipotle raised its menu prices by about 4%. Food products about 2.4 more expensive in June than June 2020. New rent and new car prices are up 7.5% nationwide. So your dollar is buying less. Inflation is continuing to explode as the federal government continues to write blank checks to corporations and pharmaceutical companies to massively increase money in the system in general, causing the inflation. We've been telling you about this since the signs first began to appear, while the Democrats and mainstream media keep telling you, don't worry, inflation, actually, it's a good thing. You'll get paid more for inflation. Sure, your dollar will be worth less, but they don't mention that. Anyway, thanks for calling in. Douglas from California, what is your comment on the breakdown of supply lines?
Good day, Harrison. I pray I'm loud and proud.
Loud and clear, sir.
Thank you for what you do. I've been talking to multiple manufacturers around the United States. And the basic things I'm hearing is they can't get the parts they need to build the products they want to sell in the marketplace.
Right.
They go to supply lines, trucking, things not being able to get them off the ship, to get them to the trucks, to get them to their factories so they can build things. And it's making it then difficult for me to do the work I do. I'm an electromagnetics engineer, and I test the products for international rules and regulations under the peace treaties. I find it disconcerting. I've listened to your show this morning. It's always fabulous. And I can't really argue to prove or disprove the minutiae of coronavirus and even some of the political science things. But one thing I have been able to do is just try to apply some common sense and try to be decent with my fellow human beings, because from what I see, this is a spiritual sickness, and we have a disease of division.
You're exactly right. And, you know, that goes right to the supply lines as well. I mean, what do you think is behind this? Do you think that they just can't get workers? Because that's what we're seeing is a lot of places are literally just saying, hey, people make more money staying at home and, you know, sucking the teat of the government, so they don't want to come into work. Why would you come into work to get paid $1,500 when you can sit at home and the government will give you $3,000? Do you think that's contributing to this supply line issue? Do you think that's the main issue, or do you think that's just a contributing factor?
Well, I can feed back to you the commentary I hear from the manufacturers. And it is true, they can't get people to come into the factory to do the job. They are running across folks who will be happy to work from home. And that doesn't get things built.
Right. Interesting. There's a headline One in four workers is considering quitting their jobs after the pandemic. And I say, here's why. And, you know, it's interesting because I've gotten different stories about supply lines and that sort of thing. For example, I talked to a friend who owns a lumber yard. He produces the lumber, and he's saying, we're producing lumber at the same rate that we always have. We're selling it for the same price that we always have. There's no shortage, and we haven't jacked up our prices, but somewhere in between us and the consumer, massive amounts of value gets added somehow, right? So essentially, are the supply line shortages real? Are, you know, or is the increased prices manufactured because people know that you'll just assume that there's a supply line issue, so you'll be willing to pay more? It's all kind of vague as far as I'm concerned, but I think Douglas sort of hits the nail on the head here and points out that this is a spiritual sickness, and what we're really just talking about are the symptoms of a deep-seated disease in this civilization and around the world, which is a disease of division and a disease of dependency and a disease of the mind and the soul and the heart, and people are just hopeless and lazy and being allowed to do that because they're supported by your money. It's just incredible. We all quit. A photo of Burger King sign went viral after workers protested long hours, low pay, and kitchen temperatures that reached 97 degrees. Well, you can't really blame them for that. That sounds brutal. That sounds horrible. Now, replace them with robots. That's the thing to do, obviously, right? I appreciate your call, Douglas, and that's very concerning to hear that. And again, this is just the way it works, right? Our whole system is so intertwined and interconnected, especially internationally, that it's like, oh, a ship gets stuck in the Suez Canal, so now you don't get toilet paper. It's like, I'm sorry, do we need to import toilet paper from India? Like, why? Can we not just produce this stuff here? None of this is making any sense. So just know that the time now is to stock up. That's what you should be doing now because they're going to go back into lockdown. They're going to forcibly create more issues with the supply chain. They're probably going to extend some of the benefits that they're offering people to don't work. And it's going to get worse, folks. So now's the time to buy things because as we move forward into time, it's only going to get more expensive and more difficult to buy things. I thank you so much for the call, Douglas. Very informative, and we appreciate that. Let's go now to Ken in the Bronx. I want to talk about an mRNA process for inoculation. Thanks for calling in. Ken, you're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison? Good afternoon. Good morning, rather. I really appreciate your information that you provide. I love the fact that you guys stay dedicated to the truth. But, you know, with these particles that they spray in the air, a lot of that is making us sick. And one thing I do realize is that because I've worked in research, from a radiology perspective, names is not important. You can inoculate people through the nose. So now all this mandatory, you must get tested all the time. You know, they've been inoculating people through flu shots through the nose. This is not uncommon, you know, that they have this. So the reason why, even if you don't take it, somehow or another, you're going to get vaccinated, whether it's voluntary or involuntary. I'm against it. You understand? I took the nasal test and it actually gave me sinusitis.
Right.
So, you know, I just wanted to mention that. Another thing,
let me stop you just to tell people in case they don't know. Actually, I think I want to say Finland just came out with what they're saying is a nasal immunization. So instead of getting injected, you'll actually spray something up your nose, and I believe it actually has like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin as ingredients in that, and it's more sort of a cure rather than a vaccine. So they're doing that. Also, we've seen, articles about Bill Gates trying to genetically engineer a mosquito. So when a mosquito bites you, he'll vaccinate you that way. Right. And then also, you know, they've talked about vaccines that are contagious. So you'll get vaccinated and then that vaccination, that immunity will spread to other people in the same way that diseases do. So all of this is you're exactly right. If they can stick a needle in your arm, that's great because that's full submission. But if they can kill you another way, they'll do it the other way just as rapidly. So I appreciate you pointing that out, Ken. We got about 30 seconds left in the segment.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. I mean, I have more to discuss, but I enjoy your show. I'm quite sure I'll be calling back again and again in the future. You know, I'm very informative with what's going on. from a research perspective. And I just appreciate you, Harrison. Stay strong. God bless you.
We appreciate you too, man. Ken from the Bronx, I'll remember your name. So call in again. I'll make sure to get you on the air. We'll be right back, folks, with more of your calls and some immigration news. Stay tuned.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale. A Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality vitamin D3 formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Brief mention here of a breaking story that I'll cover in more detail later. Court awards full custody to James Younger's mother, but requires permission for puberty blockers and gender surgery. So we've been covering this saga for quite a while. James Younger, 8-year-old child who the mother says is actually a girl and dresses in girl's clothes. The father says that's not what the boy wants. Well, now I guess the decision has been made for by a Texas judge who's granted full custody of 8-year-old James Younger to his mother. and limited connection with the father to supervised visits only. Very, very disturbing stuff, and a sad conclusion to that very modern tale. But I want to talk for a moment about immigration before we go out to your phone calls. Murder Made, the Twitter user, quite brilliant that we covered his very poignant Twitter thread not too long ago, only to have Tucker Carlson cover exactly the same Twitter thread. Well, maybe you'll see this later today on Tucker Carlson as well. This is in response to Bill Malugin saying new preliminary numbers from the U.S. government show that migrant encounters for the month of July are expected to be a staggering 210,000 in a single month, another 20-year record. So in February, you had over 100,000. In March, you had 173,000. In April, you had 179,000. In May, you had 181,000. In June, you had 189,000. In July, you had 210,000. So steady increases month by month of number of immigrants encountered. So no slowdown, no even, you know, slowdown at all. In fact, increasing numbers and increasing amount of that they're increasing by, right? But Martin makes some great points here about our democracy. Our democracy, our democracy. You hear it all the time. Oh, they're a threat to our democracy. Donald Trump's existence is a threat to our democracy. Well, what does our democracy mean? Well, it means the will of the people is overridden by a small cabal of ultra-rich millionaires and billionaires who impose their will and then turn the media into a consent machine to fabricate the popular will for this. It means nothing. Our democracy means literally nothing. It is nothing. Democracy means nothing. Let's just leave it at that. So Martyr Maid says, for 40 years, polls consistently show a desire for less immigration. Democracy means nothing if citizens can't say no to having their communities overwhelmed by foreigners. No pre-modern autocrat would have dared to do this, and he would have expected violent revolution if he tried. Violent rebellion if he tried. So think about this. For the past 40 years, every time a poll has been done, do you want more immigrants or less? The answer has been less. And for the last 40 years, every time there's an opportunity, those in power increase the number of immigrants. Nobody's wanted this. Nobody's been desirous of this. A few corporations with lobbyists, a few ideological, you know, traitors are actually doing this on purpose to destroy the, you know, demographics of this country, replace them. But Martyr Maid goes on to say, we've been cowed and gaslit into silence for decades, but if the elites in any other society were rapidly displacing the population over the consistent protests of their own citizens, marginalizing, firing, and blacklisting those who spoke out too loudly, it would seem very strange. Yes, very strange indeed, Martyr Maid. He said, do not allow people to shame or gaslight you with accusations of racism or xenophobia. It is enough to say, I like my country and community the way it is. That is a positive pro-social sentiment, and you owe them no further explanation. I couldn't agree more. And again, just because this country has been the subject of psychological operations for the past 50 years that have gaslit the vast population into thinking it's somehow hateful to simply enforce your border, doesn't mean you have to capitulate to that insanity, right? In the same way that if you heard some person from Rwanda, some person from Mexico, some person from Canada, if you heard some person from, you know, the Democratic Republic of Congo say, hey, I don't want my people replaced by foreigners, would you hate that? Oh, how dare you? How dare you? This black supremacist doesn't want his people. No, no. It's a right that absolutely everybody has. And Americans are perfectly willing to extend that right to absolutely everybody, except for themselves, for some bizarre reason, except for Western Europe, for one in particular reason, the race of the people involved. So if Mexico was being invaded by Americans and Mexico and the Mexican citizens were like, we don't want to be America. We don't want to be ruled by Americans. We don't want Americans coming in here and voting in our elections. Yeah, you shouldn't. I would totally agree with that. I would be completely on their side. 100%. Because, you know, I'm a decent person. And I understand that those people have a country, have a nation, and they have the right to decide who gets into their nation or not. See, they don't extend that courtesy to you. They expect you to feel that about other people. The horrors of imperialism, the horrors of colonialism, when it's done by white people, colonizers, you know, destroying our countries. You've robbed us of everything. And it's like, well, what about the people, you know, traveling 10,000 miles to come here and live off of government subsidies? Anything about that? They're like, no, that's justice. They're hypocrites. They're liars. They're racists. They're destroying your country. You don't owe them anything. You would not do this to them. You shouldn't accept them doing it to you. Okay? Break the mold. Break out of these chains that have been wrapped around your mind and understand that there are basic human rights that absolutely everybody has. One of those, I believe, should be to have a say over your country and have your government actually, you know, manifest your will rather than the will of foreigners. He goes on to say, immigration is a question of fundamental political rights. In a system where we supposedly vote on how we're governed, who would voluntarily adopt a policy where their own grandchildren are outvoted by the grandchildren of people who currently live in other countries? It's a great question. People who are victims of intense and decade-long brainwashing. They say it's not about individual immigrants and it's not about race. Cesar Chavez's farm workers used to march against mass immigration. Polls consistently show Latinos favor border enforcement, and black communities in the West and Southwest have been the hardest hit by immigration. Again, nothing to do with race, nothing to really even do with individual immigrants, except for the fact that they're exploiting loopholes, right? Again, I wouldn't do it to their country. They don't get a chance. They don't get a right to do it to my country. Like, it's just not how it works. So I do, to a certain extent, blame the immigrants. But at the same time, you can't really put all the blame on the immigrants when they're literally being invited. When you literally have the president and vice president of the United States just being like, open borders. We need everybody and you'll get in and we'll ship you to Iowa and give you an envelope full of money. Like, yeah, they're going to take advantage of that. They're going to do that. You can't really blame them for, you know, seeing an opening and taking it. But at the same time, you kind of can because you wouldn't do it to them. Yet they do it to you. Some more immigration news here. Julio Rosas says he got confirmation from a Border Patrol agent in the El Paso sector was fired upon around 20 rounds from two individuals from the Mexican side of the border. The agent took cover and was not hit. Can you imagine, folks? We play this game a lot. The can you imagine being a Border Patrol agent game? Can you, like, because usually it's like, can you imagine being like, I'm going to go be a soldier and I'm going to protect my country, protect the homeland, guard the border, guard the frontier, protect my people. And it's like, great, well done. Here, wear the badge. Go on, now hold the door open for the immigrants. And you're like standing there like, wait, what am I doing? Why am I here? I thought I was going to protect the country, not holding the door for the invaders. This seems wrong. But now imagine you're getting shot at on top of that. So you're in like a war zone area. You're getting shot at by cartels that are making billions of dollars off of your government facilitating the passage of these immigrants. So not only is the purpose that you're there totally undermined by the fact that you're not guarding anything, you're actually opening the door and allowing people in, but you're going to actually risk death to do that? I understand risking death to protect your people, risking death to protect your country, risking death to actually guard the border, but you're actually asking Border Patrol agents to risk being shot at and killed so they can stand there and be a taxi cab for illegal immigrants as they ship them farther into the country? My God. My God. Maybe it's because of that and other things that now an Arizona Republican has filed articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Representative Andy Biggs announces he will file new articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the border crisis. Biggs is part of a chorus of bipartisan voices in states that have a southern border with Mexico who have harshly criticized the Mexican administration's lack of ability to bring this border situation under control. Oh, yeah, the lack of ability, is it? Oh, is it the lack of ability to get the population under control? Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Ted Bundy, the lack of ability not to kill people. It's like, no, it's not a lack of ability. They're choosing to do this. This is a policy decision that they have made that they're now carrying out. So there's no not capable of doing something. There's no, oh, we tried but failed. There's not, oh, we're trying as hard as we can, but they still get around. It's send the Border Patrol in with a van to open the door, pile them in, give them a wad of cash, and send them farther into the country with no court date. That's what the Secretary of Homeland Security is engaged in right now. Impeachment would be a start. Imprisonment would be appropriate, right? Trial for war crimes would be justified. literally put in position to protect the border and you open the border and flood your own country with a million immigrants in 6 months?
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today, protect your privacy, and fund the InfoWar. It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like Vasobeats, Prostagard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.